Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, yay, welcome back. It's Friday, which means I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo, who's wearing her Superwoman or Supergal shirt today. Looks pretty cool.
It's just a t-shirt.
Yeah, but when you put it on, it's not just a t-shirt anymore.
Oh, thank you.
There you go. Okay, sorry. Did I make you feel uncomfortable just now?
No, why? Did I look like it?
Yeah, are you uncomfortable with compliments? Most people are. I think most people within our community, I would say, I said this on yesterday's show too, I think most people in our community suffer from anywhere from a mild to moderate to severe case of body dysmorphia and probably are uncomfortable with compliments about their physical manifestations.
No, I like compliments. I guess I don't have a problem with them, but I do think that I do have some bit of body dysmorphia.
We said this yesterday when we were talking to Pete Grimkowski and Randy Roach, and I said, you know, one of the things that we all suffer with in common is body dysmorphia, either mild, moderate, or severe cases. Most of us look at other people and look at one thing about them, and then we look at our entire body and we go, man, I don't look that good.
I think that's why a lot of people are in the bodybuilding arena, because of striving to look their best.
Or different.
Or different,
what,
right.
What their mind's eye thinks they should look like.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of us miss the opportunity to feel good about who we are right this second.
Well, you know, I think it was Dr. Phil. I know you like Dr. Phil.
I do like him.
He talks about your inner chatter in your head.
Yes.
I think that you have to change that inner chatter. Instead of looking in the mirror and saying, well, I hate this about myself, I want to change this, why can't you say, or, you know, pick out the good things that look good about yourself.
And say, I like that about myself.
I like that about myself.
Yeah.
Some people might think that that's being self-centered, but I don't think it is.
Well, okay, self-centered just means that you are preoccupied with self, right?
Right.
So how is, if you think that it's self-centered to look at the good things you have, then it's equally self-centered to look at the bad things that you think you have. Both of those could be considered self-centered because it's all about self.
Mm-hmm.
So what I say is, being self-centered is not a bad thing. In fact, most people can use more of being self-centered. But what I say is, why choose the negative things to focus on? If you're going to be self-centered, why not choose the positive things?
And that's very true.
Yeah. We had no intentions of talking about this, but I just had to point that out when I said that you look good in your shirt. So, okay.
Thank you.
Let's move on with the show at hand. We have a lot of good content. We have to thank our title sponsor, All American EFX Sports. You can go to superhumanradio.com and click the All American EFX Sports banner ads to learn more about Carbolin, the single best pre-workout carbohydrate supplement in the world.
So I asked you earlier today about waterfalls. Have you ever been, have you ever stood under a waterfall?
No, I haven't, but it's probably because of, Salt and Pepper or Destiny's Child who told me not to go chasing waterfalls? I forget.
I think it was Prince.
No. it was the three girls. Don't go chasing waterfalls.
That's Prince.
Okay. Anyway, so moving on. No, I have not been under a waterfall.
So I read something that's talked about that the water, the free radicals and negative ions from the water do wonders for your mood.
And I've heard this before. And in fact, a lot of metaphysical places will put one of those waterfalls on the wall where the water just recirculates and runs back down.
Because
they say
that
it changes the ions in the room.
Oh, I thought that was for the sound.
Well, it is for that as well. But also it's supposed to have some sort of ionic effect on the room. I don't know if it's true or not. I just know that's what they say.
Negative ions are generated by moving water as well as around plants, particularly when stimulated by photosynthesis. And when it's combined with light, it's been shown to have an incredible impact on your happiness.
Right.
So I think we need to get a fountain in here.
I need to strap a waterfall to the front of my shirt so that I can walk around and be happy every second of the day.
Don't worry.
In fact, I'm working on that. Right now I have a waterfall that is that runs from beneath my armpits down the side of my body.
Don't worry, be happy. Okay, so while we're on the subject of water, really quick, did you know that the flesh-eating bacteria is back?
Yes, well, it's a different one this time, right?
Is it? Is it different?
Yeah, I think Vibrio vulnificus is not what we had before that was flesh-eating, but I could be wrong.
Well, so seven people have been affected in the warm waters in Florida, mm-hmm. and two people have died in Brevard County
right.
and Marion County in
right.
Florida.
I think that I using critical thinking, I've discovered where this flesh-eating bacteria is actually coming from.
Oysters.
No, I think that old people who are wearing their Depends into the ocean and actually this stuff in the Depends already, this is harboring the where these bacteria is starting from. That's what I think.
The flesh-eating bacteria, which you just identified, Vibrio vulnificus.
Vulnificus. Yes.
It infects swimmers with who has wounds that are exposed.
Okay.
So you shouldn't obviously be swimming if you have.
Now think about how
wounds.
Think about how effed up this planet has gotten. When I was a young boy, probably 6, 7, 8 years old, my father used to tell me that he learned from his parents, who learned from their parents, who learned from their parents, that when you had an open wound, you should go to the ocean because the salt water would help the wound heal. It would purify it. It was good for you. It was good for your body, the salt water. We have, over this 57 years that I've been on the planet, we have turned the ocean into something now that if you wade into it with an open wound, not only will it not help you heal, but it will kill you.
Or you'll get bit by a shark.
Well, you always were threats at becoming food for the large animals in the ocean. But, I mean, the ocean water itself has become something poisonous now. It's mm-hmm. terrible.
It can also infect those who eat raw shellfish or mishandle raw oysters, where most strains of the bacteria are isolated each year.
You know,
that's why I said oysters a few minutes ago.
And I have not had I have not had raw oysters or raw clams in a very, very long time, and it's one of the reasons why I stay away from them now, because I'm afraid of what contents are inside them. Not the oyster itself, but what they eat stays in them. When you eat a raw oyster, you're eating its digestive system and everything that is in there at the same time. Yeah, I know. It's sad.
The bacteria thrive in salt water with a temperature that is between 68 and 95 degrees Fahrenheit.
Tropical climate.
Yeah.
Every tropical climate in the world. Yeah, this is really crazy. Yeah.
So be careful if you're going to plan on swimming anytime soon.
And if you see an elderly person in the ocean and they clearly look like they're wearing something big and puffy underneath their bathing suit, try to go upstream from them, not downstream from them.
So we have to give a shout out to the world's oldest woman who just died. She was 116 years old. She lived in Michigan. Her name was Geraldine Talley.
Yeah, Geraldine Talley, yeah. She was 116 years old. Could you imagine?
That's amazing.
And again,
me.
Once again, I mean, they didn't ask the right questions about what makes her live long, but one of the things that she did talk about was her attitude and outlook at life, right?
Yeah, but what I find interesting is that she led an active life. It talks about her. She loved fish. She baked walnut pies with nuts from her backyard.
Yeah.
And she loved to garden.
Mm. Sounds like you.
She stayed active into her hundreds. She went she was bowling when she was 104. She even mowed her own lawn up until a few years ago.
Thelma Holloway is 77.
I know, isn't that something?
That's like when you think of a mom and a daughter, you know, you don't think of in terms of 116 and 77, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. So anyway, I just thought that was a sweet story.
Very, very sweet. And evidence that you can live a very, very long life. I wish they would have asked questions about, you know, this is an example of something we talk about on the show. You know, We have to be careful. The mainstream media wants to keep telling people that they're living longer. And that's actually an anomaly of statistics, because the population boom that occurred in the 50s and 60s have created a larger number of people who find themselves at this age than ever before in history. So, yeah, there's a larger population of people living to their 70s, 80s, and 90s, but we've always had longevity in the 70s and 80s and 90s. You can go back 200 years and find people that lived to their 80s.
Well, my great-grandmother died when she was 93.
Right.
My grandfather was 93.
Right. So the mainstream, propped up by the medical orthodoxy, loves to say we're living longer than ever. And this is not true. It's a lie. It's actually not just a skewed statement. It's a bald-faced lie, because we've had people live into their 7th, 8th, 9th, and even 10th decade of life. As long as recorded history has been around, there have been people, but we have such a bumper crop of humans today that we have a larger population of those people. But the fact that we have people that will be living into their 120s, 130s, and 140s, that would be evidence that people are, quote unquote, living longer. But here's the important thing to say to the medical orthodoxy. Yes, we have a larger population of people that are 60, 70, 80, and 90 years old today. But what is the health span of these people? Geraldine was healthy, apparently, up till 16 years ago. So she was healthy up
till... No, she was bowling when she was 104.
Oh.
So
do the math for me. That's 12 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so bad at math. In my head. Anyway, but the bottom line is she is an example of what we should strive for. It's not about living longer. It's about being healthy for a larger portion of your life. And that's something the medical orthodoxy can't address, because when you look at their model of quote unquote, we're living longer. Yeah, but you're spending the last 35 years of your life in an institution in a diaper, completely oblivious to life entirely.
Someone said to me the other day, when they were talking about an older person that died at the age of 75, in my mind, that's not an old age.
No.
I mean, 116 is
older. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. No, I know it's terrible what they've made the average American, and really the average European as well, probably think what is considered old age and what is acceptable aging, mm-hmm. Because it's anything from the truth. But all right, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We've got lots of good stories to talk about. You're listening to Casual Friday here on Supreme Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And the single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. I like this best.
Listen. Yeah, I like this.
Wait.
Brothers are amused by other brothers' reps.
I like that.
Brothers are
that's
gangsta.
Welcome back. Because in the night you feel fright. Hi, welcome back. Who do we want to talk about first? Aside from my music, my taste in music.
I want to talk about a girl in the UK that died at the age of 19. She had a rare form of liver cancer.
Right.
So she was diagnosed with the rare form of liver cancer, and there's only 200 cases diagnosed worldwide annually of this type of cancer. They treated her and thought they got everything and sent her home. She was fine. And then she started having symptoms.
Right.
And so she got on the computer, like most girls her age would do, and started Googling her symptoms. And so she went back to the doctor and told the doctor that her cancer was coming back. And he told her that that was impossible and sent her home. So, and she kept a diary of everything that happened, and her mother released the diary to the Nottingham Post.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so she basically couldn't get anybody to treat her. She went in for her 6-month MRI, and she wrote in her diary, "Finally, my 6-monthly MRI scan today. Wish it had been sooner. I know something's not right. I'm getting thinner by the second, but like the doctor said, I'm part of a skinny family. And she wrote in her diary on February 14th, Valentine's Day, one month later, I can't begin to tell you how it feels to have to tell my oncologist they are wrong. It's a young person's cancer. I had to. I'm fed up with trusting them.
Right, right.
This is what she, I mean, those
right.
are quotes. She wrote those.
Right.
So eventually she passed away, and finally the hospital is accepting that they played a role in her death.
So they told her to stop Googling her symptoms.
Yes,
right?
They told her to stop Googling.
Don't educate yourself about your disease. We know everything. Put yourself in our hands. This is the environment that the American Medical Association has strived for decades to produce. A relationship that puts all of the power in the physician's decision and puts no power in the patient's decision, and even has punitive approaches when a patient questions a physician. Don't forget, Andrew Scarborough said that when he told his first oncologist, who was treating him for his brain tumor, that he was going to use the ketogenic diet, the guy said, don't waste your time. It's not going to do anything for you. And now, imagine if Andrew Scarborough didn't have the courage to say, I'm not going to listen to this guy. I'm going to listen to me. Because most people don't. Most people go, oh, my doctor knows better than I do. He's studied this stuff.
For those of you that don't know who Andrew Scarborough is, we did a show with him on Tuesday. Basically, he's
cured
his
own
brain cancer with the ketogenic diet.
Yeah. And many cancers, the message should be that almost every cancer probably could be impacted in some way beneficially by a ketogenic diet. You must remove the insult also, or the net effect is zero. But if you realize that inflammation is causing some of your cancers, and glucose is feeding your cancer, if you remove the insult and use the ketogenic therapeutically raising ketone levels to a therapeutic level, the cancer dies. It starves. It has no fuel. It has to die.
Well, didn't he tell a story of his mother also?
Yeah. And that's the first time he's talked about that. He said, I've never talked about that before. Well, that was groundbreaking discussion. He said, you know, my mom ended up with laryngeal cancer as a result of the alternative to HRT, for bone mineral, uptake. You know, women who have osteoporosis, they're told to, by Sally Fields and others, to take these class of drugs that are supposed to impact a bone mineral uptake. And one of the side effects of these drugs is actually developing laryngeal cancer. And so, esophageal cancer. And she was developing that. And she didn't even believe in the ketogenic diet when he started it. But then when she was diagnosed with hers, she got on it, and her oncologist says, I don't know what's going on, but man, keep doing what you're doing. So these doctors today who believe that they know everything, we must run from them as far away as possible and banish them from medicine entirely. But that is counter to what the AMA has worked and spent billions of dollars doing for decades. And that is, you must listen to your doctor. You know nothing about this. We know everything about it.
So this is one of the doctors from the hospital said, this has put the spotlight on how the internet age and the availability of information can challenge the way we respond to patients who may be very well informed,
Bingo.
But can remain frightened and vulnerable. The best information is helpful and accurate based on evidence of what works. These sites help patients make choices as they become experts in their own conditions.
But here's the problem with that statement, and the evidence of what works. Okay. So you have doctors who the word ignorant doesn't mean stupid. It means that you are ignoring things. Okay.
Or uninformed.
No. Uninformed is different. Someone who's informed and ignores it, they're ignorant. They're ignorant. They're ignoring. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that most doctors today are ignorant. They're not stupid. They're not dumb. And a lot of times they're not uninformed. If I inform you that there's a hole in the roadway in the path of your car, you've been informed. If you ignore my advice and drive your car into that hole, you're ignorant. And most doctors are ignorant. I'm sorry, I don't mean to point at you, Super
He's
Lady.
He's pointing his finger at
I'm
me.
I'm sorry, Super Lady. Don't beat me up. Most doctors today are ignorant. They don't want to hear anything that is outside. Now, I'm doing like Bill Clinton with my thumb. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. Most doctors are ignorant. They don't want, they will not accept anything that's outside of what paradigm they ascribe to. And so they're ignorant. Any doctor today who is ignoring the body of evidence that a ketogenic diet is beneficial to a patient who has cancer is ignorant. And in my humble opinion, that is sinister. Because if you're uninformed or you're unintelligent, I can accept that. Okay? But if you are ignorant, you are violating the trust between you and your patient, and you have no room to be in medicine.
And Andrew also talked about the ketogenic diet and epilepsy.
Well, and that it's been accepted for here, even in the United States. The FDA, that's the only nutritional therapy accepted by the FDA today, is the use of a ketogenic diet in the treatment of seizures and epilepsy. So, and that's how they work around. But anyway, this is a sad story. A 19-year-old girl died unnecessarily. And there is a cure for cancer. It's right in front of us, but it doesn't fit the billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars that the industry is built on. That's the problem today.
And we have Dr. D'Agostino coming on next week, isn't it?
Yeah,
talking about the
And see, even Dr. D'Agostino, he's got to be careful how he positions this, because he has to wait for the medical orthodoxy to be willing to be ready, not to be ignorant any longer. He had to use the ketogenic diet in concert. I mean, the supplement that Patrick Arnold produces, Keto Force, in concert as a dual therapy with chemotherapy. We also had a scientist on last year who showed that reducing carbohydrate consumption dramatically, which is essentially the ketogenic diet, and some protein, in concert with chemotherapy, that the survival rate was longer and the reoccurrence rate was lower in those who ate differently. You've got to do it with chemo, because chemo's the gold standard, and they've lobbied billions of dollars to make sure that chemo stays to be the gold standard. The truth of the matter is, 50 years from now, we're going to find out that the ketogenic diet all by itself can treat cancer. And a lot of lives have to be lost between now and then, until the medical orthodoxy decides not to be ignorant any longer. And the reason they're ignorant is because it doesn't fit their business model of making money. That's true. That's it.
I'd just like to say one last thing about this story. The doctor went on to say that on the internet, some sites are inaccurate or misleading and may give false hope or cause distress.
Oh, more false hope and more distress than the therapies that you're trying that don't work? I mean, think about that. I keep referring back to Andrew Scarborough because he was just on the show, but the chemo did not make it through the blood-brain barrier, as we would expect it, and the radiation actually made the cancer larger. So
really?
How is that not causing distress, and how is that not providing false hope to a patient? Nah, it's unfair. We actually have to take a break. We have two other stories that we didn't get to cover here because of my big mouth. But
no, it's okay.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more good stuff. Casual Friday is here. Stay with us.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince. since 1935.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training, won't disrupt endocrine function, and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Hello, boys and girls. My name is Fat Lip. And this is my friend, Sammy the Salmon.
What to do?
This is the song I was talking about. So when we had Dr. Sammy Salmon on.
He was on Monday talking about NSAIDs and how they prevent women from ovulating.
Right. And so I said to Elisa, I just hope that song doesn't come up during the break while I'm interviewing him where it says, my name is Fat Lip and this is my friend Sammy the Salmon. What you do? I was like, oh, he's going to think we're making fun of his name, right?
His name is Sammy. And he
Salmon,
was
Salmon.
Salmon. And he was from Baghdad?
Yeah, Baghdad, Iraq.
University.
Iraq, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, and we've wanted to have scientists on from that region, but we've had trouble having them on because of the whole strained relationship between the United States and us.
Well, and he was...
he was in Italy at the time.
He was in Italy at the time, yes.
Yeah.
So, and he actually just emailed me and I sent him a link so his daughter could listen to the show. It was
good.
Really good if you guys haven't heard that. The NSAIDs preventing women from ovulating.
Yeah, and then there's so many women out there that can't get, they tell, oh, you're infertile, you can't get pregnant. But meanwhile, they've got a backache. They take regular a leave or something like that for, and it's causing them not to get pregnant.
And then a couple weeks ago, we had the story, or the doctor on about the
acetaminophen causing a drop in testosterone
in the
male
womb,
babies.
In
yeah.
the womb, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, and you know, we've talked about this. I don't want to get too far down that rabbit hole because we're going to do a show about it. But, you know, what if the whole LGBT movement is correct, that they're born that way? What if there's changes in the brain during that first trimester when the formation of sexual preference is occurring and these people are miswired? I mean, why is that such an unbelievable thing that could be happening?
I haven't taken any type of an NSAID for years.
Yeah.
We take white willow bark.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay, so.
You wanted to say something about the girl that was 19 who died before.
The only thing
on.
I want to say that was missing from that article was I don't see where she went and had a second opinion.
Yeah.
So, like, did she put that, did she and her parents, she was only 18 and 19, did they put that much
trust in
into the one group,
yes,
at the one hospital?
Yes.
If they weren't getting answers that they were satisfied with, why didn't they go get another opinion?
Because people are afraid to make a decision that the end impact is they're going to die. So they become paralyzed with fear. And they think, my God, this doctor may be the only one that can save me. I don't want to piss him off. That's what it is. I saw my sister go down this path. I kept telling her to do different things, but the doctor at Cornell and the doctor at Barrow's Parkinson's disease, you know, these are the best in the world. You know what? Die on your own terms, I say. Make your own decisions. I mean, there's enough information out there that if you put the hours in, you could be smarter than your doctor about your particular condition. This is living proof of that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sorry.
Oh, that just reminds me of a story. A friend of mine, she had some really bad issues with her teeth. And, like, that just kept happening and happening. And I won't go into detail. But finally, I said, well, why don't you go see a different dentist? And then her reasoning was because he was such a nice guy.
Yeah. Yeah. So nice that I want to lose my teeth over him. Okay.
Yeah,
let's move
exactly.
on.
Okay. Let's talk about castor oil.
Okay.
So you were using it for a while, weren't you?
Yeah. Whenever the heels of my feet get cracked, which they'll do that and they'll start getting painful in my five fingers, I just put castor oil on them and wear a pair of shorty socks to bed for about 3 or 4 nights and the cracks are gone.
So I read that castor oil is a great remedy for thinning eyebrows,
really?
Eyelashes, and hair.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hair like on your head?
Yes.
Oh, hell, I'll be rubbing that stuff on my receding hairline tonight. You kidding?
It's high in ricinolic acid.
Okay.
So it's a very effective natural antibacterial and antifungal agent, and it helps to keep any fungus or bacteria from inhibiting hair growth. Since the oil is also very thick, it may help to prevent hair loss simply by helping to coat the hair and protect it from falling out.
The only problem is that instead of hair, you have sprouts that come out of your scalp, little bean sprouts.
Did you look up ricinolic acid for me?
I did. So,
and what was that?
Ricinolic acid is an omega-9, and let's see what's worth talking about. It is an unsaturated omega-9 fatty acid. It is a major component of the seed oil obtained from castor oil plants, and also is found on some certain funguses, like sclerodium and ergo, or ergot.
You know, I was just going to say, castor oil is also high in the omega-9 fatty acids, which nourish both the hair and the follicle.
But you know, I could be wrong about this, but castor oil was used to stimulate abortion of a fetus back in the early 1900s.
Really?
Yeah, I have to dig that up during the break to make sure that I'm not lying, but it was something like that.
It says a little bit goes a long way. You can put it on your lips, I guess, to help your lips, to help condition your lips, and it makes your skin soft. So that's what you were using it on your heels for.
Yes,
right?
It's great. And you know what else? There's a company called, what's that shaving company that you bought me the nice stuff?
The Art of Shaving.
The Art of Shaving. So their shaving oil is castor oil and olive oil mixed together and a little bit of sandalwood scent.
So you can mix it yourself.
Yeah, you put that on your face before you shave. Then you put your shaving cream over it and shave. Not only do you not nick yourself, but your skin is so soft after you're done shaving. It's amazing.
It's also supposed to help with scar tissue reduction. I guess the keloid types. Mm-hmm. I think darker skinned people get keloids.
Me, I get them. Yeah.
It's supposed to help with that type of scarring, I guess, because of its ability for deep penetration through multiple skin layers.
Right. Yeah. Yes, and castor oil was used in the early 1800s and early 1900s to cause a fetus to abort.
It's also been helped. It also helps with to speed wound healing.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
You know who I'm thinking of, right?
No.
Laureen.
Oh.
Maybe that could help her. Who knows?
Yeah.
Something as simple as that.
So go buy some castor oil today. I think my mother used to drink castor oil to make her go to the bathroom.
Yes, it's a laxative as well. It absolutely is a laxative.
I can remember.
But most oils are. Most oils are.
I can remember her doing that.
By the way, we were both wrong. It wasn't Destiny's Child.
It wasn't Prince.
But it was somebody who was in Destiny's Child.
Who?
It was TLC. Isn't TLC the three girls, Left Eye Lopez and two other singers? But it was TLC on their Crazy Sexy Cool album. They sang
Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls. I could have sworn that it was Prince.
Let's see something. Hold on.
Okay. Are you ready to move on?
Oh, never mind that. They always play these damn commercials on YouTube anymore. I can't use it anymore as a prop. I wanted to play the song for you, and they, yes, we're ready to move on, but actually we're ready to move on to a commercial.
Okay, when we get back, I've got some paleo-friendly must-haves for everyone.
Yes, yes, from our good friend, Mark Sisson?
Mark's Daily Apple.
Yeah, Mark Sisson. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high performance athletes. Visit primenutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to primenutrition.com today.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, LivonLabs.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Out here in the perimeter, there are no stars. Out here, we is stone, immaculate.
Welcome back. We have lots of good stories to talk about today. One of the stories may actually be how one of the stories has been removed from the internet. So we'll talk about that later.
I found it on a blog, but the original site, the Wisconsin agricultural site, it's gone.
Yeah, we're going to dig around during the next break, and the story may actually be how the story is gone, and then you'll understand why. Okay, so Mark Sisson has a great website, Mark's Daily Apple. And he has come up with a list of paleo-friendly must-haves.
Avocado oil.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever used avocado oil.
We have it. It's very thick. It's very, very thick and very rich. We actually have that same can. In fact, we sent a can of that to Michael Quantico in the Philippines with the three-can set that we sent him. One of them was avocado oil.
Really?
Yeah.
We don't have any.
Maybe I'm wrong. Okay.
No.
I know we have, okay, you're right. I bought the avocado one for us. I bought the, one of the other nut oils.
We have walnut oil.
Walnut oil. That's what it was.
It contains only 5 ingredients and no pesticides, preservatives, or artificial anything. This one is
La Toronjiela.
Yeah, we'll have to try that.
La Toronjil.
Okay, crickets and other insects are the future of bars. And didn't Andrew Scarborough talk about using cricket flour?
Yeah, he uses cricket flour. And a lot of people are starting to use cricket flour because it's a very, very high protein product.
Well, this is EXO bars. They're made from crickets and other insects.
That's awesome.
I think I'll have a hard time with that one.
When I was a kid, my mother tried to keep me from eating things that had insects in them. Now we're buying things that have insects in them.
Well, we're going to fight over the insects with our little frog.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, really.
We have a frog that lives on our deck that eats all of the insects.
Yeah. This next one we actually use, and we posted a blog not too long ago about how to make your own bone broth in seconds using a good, high-quality, organic, low-sodium chicken broth. And then adding Great Lakes collagen, hydrolyzed collagen to it.
The gelatin?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so that's another one that he says is a good thing to have around.
Organic coconut milk, which we have some. We don't have this brand, but we have some that's organic. Yeah. You can use that for just about anything. You can put that in your protein shakes.
Yeah, and it's a great flavor.
You can put it over frozen berries. This is one Alex Leaf told us about, the Pacific Organic Bone Stock.
Now, I bought Pacific Organic Bone Broth, which is chicken bones. I would love to get this stuff, too, because this one is turkey. I don't know about turkey, but I'd like to get some of the beef bone broth is what I'd like to get.
And they really use bones, the Pacific brand. They really use the bones. And I was thinking that would be good to travel with.
Yeah. You could just drink it.
You could just drink it.
So you know what they did to make the bone broth? Because you was pointing out they really use bones. They stopped giving the bones to Henry Jones. And they said, Henry, you got to start eating meat.
Who's Henry?
You never heard that?
No.
There used to be an old song, give the bones to Henry Jones because Henry don't eat no meat. You never heard that before?
No.
Oh, my God. What are you, 26? Oh, my God. I feel old all of a sudden.
Either that or you just have lived a little bit more than me. I'm
Maybe
not sure which it is. Okay. Simply Organic Turmeric. And raw coconut butter.
Yes. How is raw coconut butter different than coconut oil? I guess it's got this some sweetness in it or something.
Maybe it's thicker.
Yeah.
It's pureed coconut flesh.
Right. Okay. That's part of
Matt,
it right there.
The meat, the fat, and all.
Yeah. I like that. That's good. Let's get some of that. That would taste great, I bet. See, when I was first starting to eat more paleo, I bought the, it's not Goya, but there is a, there's a, something that you could buy in the Latin stores, the stores that specialize in foods for, Latino and Hispanic people. And it's coconut cream, but it's got sugar added to it. And it's so sweet, but it's got the thick waxy stuff on top and the clear syrupy stuff on the bottom. And you got to really work and mix it in to get it to be. That's what this probably is, but it's the real thing without the added sugar. I'll bet money on it. That's got to be delicious. That would be it, isn't it?
That's it. So now I want to move on to water. Talk about water a little bit.
Yes.
So Nestle's is trying to privatize. I mean, they're closing in on a lucrative water privatization deal in Oregon. And so they're saying that they're going to create a lot of jobs with this.
Yeah.
And in reality, they're only going to create 48 jobs.
Really?
Yes.
I could create 48 jobs if somebody would invest in this company here.
They're going to create 48 jobs.
Wow.
And they're going to pay 1 penny per 40 gallons of water. And then they're going to turn around and sell the same water back to people for $2.63 per gallon.
Yeah, right. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing?
All because they're going to create 48 jobs.
Well, never mind that. But they are still occupying California, which has a well-publicized water shortage and drought, where people are now spray painting their lawns green because the city of California of Los Angeles has told them they can't water their lawns. You can't wash your car. Everybody's watching each other to make sure that they're adhering to the rations of water. And I got no problem with rationing water, but how do you do that? As you know, Governor Jerry Brown, how do you restrict the people who are paying you tax dollars to run their state from having water at the same time while you have Nestle's in your state buying water for a penny for 40 gallons and then reselling it to people for $2.63 a gallon? How do you do that, Jerry Brown? I mean, are the people in California just oblivious to the corrupt manner in which a state that's in trouble for their water is selling water?
This is in Oregon, but that's true.
Tell Nestle's to stop sucking the water out of these states and start sucking the water out of the moon.
So, and then not only just the fact that they're saying they're going to create a lot of jobs, and in reality it's only 48, they're also going to have to use taxpayer dollars to maintain the infrastructure needed to support the fleet of trucks hauling water in and out of the bottling plant. That's going to come out of the taxpayers' pockets.
This is corruption at its finest, folks. This is what politics does. Politicians do these kind of deals to exploit their resources and exploit the population that they govern as much as possible. This is what they do.
So if you want to sign a petition to try and stop Nestle's from doing this, you can either go to my Facebook page. I posted it on there yesterday. Or you can go to thesumofus.org, sumofus.org. They need 200,000 signatures, and right
they're
now
they're at 156,268 right now.
Yep, and they need 200,000.
I'm signing it right now. I didn't know this. I didn't read this whole thing on your wall until just a couple minutes ago.
Oh.
So I just signed it. Bang.
So that's
look. It just went from 456 to 457.
Yeah, so go and sign so maybe we can stop Nestle.
And I'm sharing it on Facebook at the same time.
Okay, so do you want to move on?
We have actually 2.5 minutes before we have to take a break. Do you want to take the break now and
that's
then move
fine.
On?
Yeah,
what are we
going
to talk about when we come back?
I want to talk about Monsanto when we come back.
And hopefully the story will be the story and not the story will be the story has been removed from
I
the
want to
internet.
Talk about Monsanto, Pope Francis, and marijuana.
Oh,
not necessarily
God.
In that order.
Is Pope Francis smoking marijuana now? Is that what this is about?
No.
Okay, all right. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated-to-win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Top of the second hour, you're listening to Casual Friday here on Superhuman Radio. I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. If you're just tuning in now, please check out our title sponsor, All American EFX Sports. by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking one of the All-American EFX Sports banner ads. Don't forget the rest of our sponsors either, because they all make this show possible. So Rob Regish just talked about it. There's so much great free content here. And it's all given freely because the sponsors that sponsor the show. I'm not saying that you should spend money that you don't have to spend, but if you're buying a product in a particular category and your choice is equivalent quality products from a sponsor or non-sponsor of the show, always patronize the sponsors. That's all.
Okay, so a friend of ours sent us an article that came from the Wisconsin Ag Connection website. So I put it into our casual Friday lineup.
Right.
And so then when I clicked on the link.
Which you had clicked on it before. You had read it there before.
I read it there before. And then just before the show, I clicked on the link to revisit it, and it's gone. The story is no longer on the Wisconsin Ag Connection website. The story was that Monsanto has developed a strain of genetically modified marijuana.
And this, look, this would not be surprising because Monsanto has taken positions within the agricultural industry focusing on the crops that by acre have the most coverage on this planet, and that's corn, wheat, and soy. Marijuana will be one of those crops someday because bushel for bushel, acre for acre, the value of the crop is much higher than corn, wheat, and soy all put together. I mean, if you have an acre of corn, an acre of soy, an acre of wheat, and an acre of marijuana, the marijuana is worth about, and these numbers will change as the economies of scale affect it and availability, but I mean, it's probably worth somewhere around $1,300 to $1,500 a pound. And some of these plants yield, single plants yield 2 to 3 pounds. So that means one stalk of corn, one stalk of wheat, plant of whatever, soybean, whatever, and one plant of marijuana. There's no comparison to the value of the marijuana plant versus all these others. So it makes perfect sense that you would be an idiot if you didn't think that Monsanto's not looking at how they can be in that industry.
Well, someone posted on Facebook the other day that Florida just approved legalized medicinal marijuana.
Right.
And I said, well, of course they did. Monsanto just developed a new strain of genetically modified marijuana. So many people, so many states, I think there are 20 states now that have legalized medicinal marijuana.
Yeah, Illinois has.
Mm-hmm. So it just stands to reason that Monsanto is going to do something.
They're
going to
be in that business. So, mm-hmm. But the irony was that the original story, so you went to this Wisconsin website, the article is gone. We went back to the original blog post, which is from 2013, by the way.
This is from KCET website,
which is the public television station in Los Angeles, California. So this is not some parody website. They did the story back in 2013, where then Monsanto was talking about taking a position within the marijuana industry. And then in 2015, this story resurfaced, and Snopes said, no, it's a lie. But KCET still has it on their website. Surely, look, public radio and public TV are funded by government, and they tend to have a liberal bias. They would be the first ones not to spit in the eye of industry, and they would be the first ones to remove it if they had done so erroneously. The fact that this story still stands on KCET.org's website tells me that it wasn't a lie and that Snopes may have gotten their information wrong, because Snopes is pointing to parody websites and false information websites as posting this, but they're not talking about the fact that it's still on KCET's website, which is a very credible website.
Yes.
And anybody, you don't need, I mean, really? Look, Brown-Forman Corporation, which is based here in Louisville, Kentucky, one of the largest liquor companies in the world, produces more bourbon than any other company in the world, supplies international supplies of bourbon everywhere. There's rumors that they're looking at getting into the marijuana business because a little known fact, Raywick County, there's a book called Cornbread Mafia. Pick it up if you want to read something interesting. The best marijuana in the world is grown here in Kentucky. They have the opportunity by geography to grow marijuana here, high quality marijuana. And once more states legalize it and the interstate law goes away, because right now you have to grow the weed in the state that it's going to be sold. So you can't grow it here and ship it there because of the federal government hasn't aligned yet with states to legalize it. But once that happens, Brown-Forman will be in the marijuana business. Monsanto will be in the marijuana business. All these companies that are either in the liquor business and or in the agricultural business, of course they're going to jump into this industry. It's going to be a billion dollar a year industry. So I don't need Snopes to tell me that it's nonsense. Of course, it's not nonsense.
Snopes is saying that the World News Daily Report reported this and that it's a fake news site that does not publish factual stories.
But then what about KCET.org?
And then what, I guess, the Drudge Report is where our friend originally sent it to us from.
Right.
And then the Wisconsin Agriculture is not a fake website.
I wonder sometimes about Snopes. If they purposely get some things wrong, or if they get them wrong by accident, just like everybody else. Because we look at Snopes like they are it when it comes to fact-checking, and we don't know that that's right at all.
Well, I'd say that chances are Monsanto is going to do that.
Absolutely. Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they? Okay. What do you want to talk about next?
Just really quick, I guess evidently Pope Francis slammed both GMOs and pesticides.
Well, and global warming too. I mean, he talked about everything.
Did he slam global
warming?
No.
He said that it's really happening, that people are destroying the planet, which he's right. I mean, look, you can debate all day long if man actually has the ability to affect climate. Some people will say no. Some people will say yes. I don't think we really know. Climate has driven the human population to populate the entire globe, because global climate changes have been happening since the beginning of time. But one thing he's right about is that if, in fact, man has the ability to affect climate, it's going to be the same things that are causing the poisoning of our population, the poisoning of our food, the poisoning of the water that we used to be able to go in and heal us now poisons us, the poisoning of the water we drink, the poisoning of the air that we breathe, and it's industry. It is industry. It is companies, you know, chemical companies. I mean, these companies the use of pesticides, this is what's destroying the planet. And the truth of the matter is we need to fear that more. That will make us extinct way before the climate change burns us out.
Breaking news. Uh-oh. Dawn Blinken must be listening to the show.
Okay, good.
She sent us the article. Monsanto develops first genetically modified strain of marijuana, and this is from June 16th. The U.S. AgNet. That's where it's from.
June 16th of this year.
Mm-hmm.
So Snopes has it wrong. So here's an example where Snopes just got snoped. By Dawn Blinken. Thank you so much, Dawn.
Monsanto has announced it has patented the first genetically modified strain of marijuana. Of course they have.
Makes perfect sense. Anybody who would think that they wouldn't. I mean, could you imagine they're wringing their little hands right now going, oh, man, a single plant is going to be worth $3,600 versus a single plant of corn is worth four. You know, it's like,
I
really?
Said to Carl, I said, that's why it's being legalized. Is because now Monsanto's on board, so all the politicians want to legalize it now. Because now they're going to be, you know, getting funds from Monsanto.
Right. And keep in mind, the legalization of marijuana is driving the rise in heroin use. You'll say, how could that be, Carl? Say that.
How could that be, Carl?
Because Mexico realizes that with the legalization of marijuana, the value of their marijuana has gone into the proverbial poop can. We see this all throughout California now. They're not able to sell their marijuana into California anymore, which was one of their prime marketplaces because you can buy marijuana at a dispensary at a fraction of the cost of what it used to cost. So they're going to, quote unquote, more profitable recreational drug crops. One of them is heroin. So now heroin is coming into the United States. The United States at greater volumes and at better pricing. And so the drug dealers are just changing up. Oh, I'm not selling weed anymore. I'm selling some Mexican brown.
Well, it's a problem here in Kentucky.
It's a problem everywhere right now. Heroin is on the rise because it's the new cash crop for these other countries to bring in. And if we started to legalize heroin use and doing what some European countries have done, you know, in some countries, the narcotics are produced in suppository form so that they're not fun and popular. You won't go over to a bunch of people's house and get high if you have to pull down your pants and stick something up your butt. But, you know, once they legalize that, then they'll move on to another drug.
Listen to this. In the article that Dawn sent us, lawyer and marijuana law specialist Edmund Groenisch of the Drug Policy Alliance
Groenisch, I would say.
Admits Monsanto's involvement in marijuana projects could definitely help the pro-legalization activists.
So Snopes, STFU. Snopes.
I wonder if we can like send this to Snopes.
Yeah, we should. We should. And I bet they won't do a damn thing about it because I've often wondered if they have agendas as well. If they're really untouchable, if they're really a good fact-checking source. Or are they just good fact-checking sources depending on your agenda?
When we come back from the break, I want to talk about trans fats.
Trans fats. Be careful what you say about them because we have to be more forgiving and oh, no, that's some other trans. I'm sorry. Forget about it. All right, wait back. We'll be right back.
The best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information. Read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com.
learn, teach, lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommendations. Men's. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Cool J is hot. You like LL Cool J?
Yes.
He's really cool. All right, so many of you have heard that the FDA is taking steps to remove artificial trans fats from processed foods. And this is an important discussion of itself, but it's important in another context that Elise is going to illuminate here in an example of true critical thinking at its best. But it needs to be said that the FDA has been talking about removing trans fats forever. I thought they did remove them, right? But no, they removed them as long as it was less than a gram per serving. And the reality is, to set the stage of what Elise is going to talk about, that trans fats were identified as being harmful in the 30s by one of the founders of the American Heart Association, Dr. Paul Dudley White. And so we've known trans fats have been bad since the 30s, but Dr. Paul Dudley White and many of his followers that came out years later, and as more evidence flowed, came out, they were either disenfranchised, they were said to be quacks, or just ignore them entirely, and they didn't pay attention to these well-known, well-educated, non-ignorant doctors who were saying, hey, there's something bad about trans fats. Now, fast forward to today, the FDA goes, oh, yeah, we're going to get them out in 3 years, which is, you know, the FDA at its finest. Well, let's give everybody a chance. Imagine if our judicial system worked like this, where we said to a criminal, we just busted you for dealing cocaine, so we're going to give you 6 months to stop dealing cocaine before we arrest you. This is what the FDA does. And they'll say, well, we have to. We can't disrupt industry. Why not? If you disrupt industry, you'll send a message that there's zero tolerance for hurting American people. But that is entirely a different story. So Elisa says to me, you know what this reminds me of? The fact that we've been talking about how bad trans fats are since the 30s. But those doctors who came forth and said, be careful of trans fats, there's more to the story, they're dangerous, they were disenfranchised from the medical orthodoxy, they were called quacks, they were called liars, their science was said to be weak and shoddy, and other scientists came out against them and said, well, our science is real, we know what we're talking about, trans fats are safe. Now, and you said to me,
it just reminds me of what's going on with GMOs.
Bingo.
The same thing.
GMOs are safe. And, you know, I'm not saying that GMOs are bad. GMOs themselves may be good, and it may just be the pesticides that GMOs are designed to accept millions of gallons of.
But we don't know. But there are studies, peer-reviewed studies, that show that GMOs in pigs, What was the doctor's name?
The one from Australia that showed that it destroys the lining of the stomach and causes IBS and GERD.
Howard
Howard Vlieger is a friend of mine who sent me that study.
Oh, he sent you the
study. Yeah, he's big on the whole GMO front. But more importantly, the French doctor who was forced to retract his research.
Well, that's the same thing. These doctors were forced to retract research done on trans fats showing that they were bad.
Right.
They were forced to retract them. That's the same thing that's happened with GMOs.
And so Elisa says to me, you know what? This should be a wake-up call to the public. We've done this before, folks. What's that old song, We Won't Be Fooled Again? Well, guess what? We are fooled again, time and time again.
Once bitten, twice shy.
There you go. Look at all these great stories. I mean, look, I'm not saying GMOs are bad. I'm not saying GMOs are good. I'm saying we don't know yet. And we've been down this path with trans fats. Millions and millions of lives have been shortened. Relatives of yours who died from heart disease and other problems related to trans fat consumption, they could very well be with you here today if back then scientists said, you know, we're not sure yet. And people would have treated trans fats from a standpoint of, we're not sure yet. No, instead, we were fed a regular diet, no pun intended, of margarine is better for you than butter. Butter will clog your arteries when it turns out that the margarine is the one that caused the arteriosclerotic plaque building.
Not the butter.
And we were told that Crisco is better than lard. So make all your bread and products with Crisco because lard's bad for you. And that wasn't true.
Okay, so in 1976, it was a pivotal moment that could have changed the story of trans fats. However, the FDA was trying to determine whether artificial trans fats should be considered generally recognized as safe for human consumption. They contracted the decision out to the Federation of American Societies for Experimental Biology, and the group determined that there is no evidence that, now remember, this was in 1976, there is no evidence in the available information on artificial trans fats that demonstrates or suggests reasonable grounds to suggest a hazard to the public.
But now let me ask you a question. Were there not studies up to that point that show that it was hazardous?
Oh, yeah. There was studies back in the 1950s.
Right. But they chose to believe the studies that was in favor of their agenda versus the studies that wasn't. And this is exactly what's going on with genetically modified foods today.
Scientists first began sounding the alarm about the potential harms of artificial trans fats in the 50s. Back then, researchers published a letter in the journal Science pointing to suspicious accumulations of trans fatty acids inside the arteries of people who died from heart disease. It was not definitive, but it suggested a potential problem you'd want to follow up on, said Kenneth Owey, a professor from political science at MIT who has been studying trans fat science policy for a book that he's writing.
Right.
And then there was another doctor, Dr. Fred Kumaro from the University of Illinois, and he suggested that there was they did some studies on pigs on diet from the University of Illinois. They did studies on pigs on diets high in trans fats had unhealthier hearts and more clogged arteries compared with those on diets in low trans fats.
Look, folks, the bottom line is there has been a difference of opinion about trans fats since the beginning of the introduction of Crisco in 1909 or 1910, which was the first artificial trans fat to start replacing lard, and there's been differences of opinion on its safety and its health effects, but industry always won that debate. What do you see going on about genetically modified foods?
The same thing.
Industry wins the debate every single time.
There were in the 80s. There were two scientists. One was employed by Kraft, and the other was employed by Procter & Gamble. Their names were Dr. Thomas Applewhite and Dr. J. Edward Hunter. They routinely would unpick and cast doubt on the emerging science of trans fats, health harms, and other journal articles. They would always ridicule the scientists.
Right, that they're crazy and, oh, glyphosate is safe. I'd drink a gallon of it right now if I had to. You know what, folks? Wake TF up. Okay? It's being done again, and it will be done again, because people's memory is like as short as their middle finger. And that's it. That's all they remember is what they were told yesterday. You got to be smarter than that. Again, I'm not against genetically modified foods. I just think that we need more research before we just turn them loose on the public. But it's too late, because industry and corrupt politicians have won. And so the entire planet is being forced to eat a food that could be harmful to us. Just like trans fats have killed millions and millions and millions of people unnecessarily. And all along, industry wins the opinion race all the time. So those of you out there who say genetically modified foods are safe, anybody who's wearing that's complaining about GMO foods is wearing an aluminum hat, you are a useful idiot. That's all you are. Because the right thing to say here is, we don't know yet. There has not been enough research done. And quite frankly, all the research that's being promoted and favored is the research that supports the industry's position.
Why is it that scientists come out and say, well, there's no peer-reviewed studies on the dangers of GMOs? They just disregard them, just like they disregarded these dangers of trans fats.
Yes, that's because that's how they do it. They elevate their opinion by saying that there is nothing out there, because then people go, oh, I guess those other studies were not good. They weren't real. Let me Snopes that. And maybe Snopes will tell me if that other study that said GMOs are harmful are real or not. People don't know.
Well, we just proved that Snopes doesn't get it right all the time.
Yes. Look, this is the time for people with critical thinking skills to survive. Okay? We don't know what the real answer is about genetically modified foods. We do know that poisons like glyphosate and pesticides are hurting us. Use your critical thinking skills, err on the side of caution, let all those other people follow the Pied Piper off the cliff, just like so many people followed the Pied Piper of trans fats off the cliff. You don't have to wait for the FDA to come up with anything. The FDA is useless. In fact, they're harmful, because they say things are safe when they know they're not. I can point out a dozen things, pharmaceutical drugs, foods like trans fats. The FDA is useless at worst, at best, and they are sinister and harmful at worst.
I have two questions. Why did it take them 40 years to come to this conclusion? And why did they give the companies 3 years to get it out of their food? Do you know how many people can die in those three years?
Yes, and they will. So here's why. So you have to answer that question with the question, who does the FDA serve? Do they serve you and me? Have you ever gotten a call from somebody at the FDA saying, hey, what's your opinion of this? How are we doing? No. Who do you think they talk to day in and day out? The industry.
Lobbyists.
Lobbyists, but also people that are paying them $1 million to approve this and approve $1 million. That's who they talk to. There's an old saying, who are your customers? Your customers are the people you talk to every day. Who are the FDA's customers? It's industry. So who is the FDA really protecting? If we don't have an opinion or say, they're supposed to be protecting us. No, they're protecting their customers, the industries. That's it. And this is why anything the FDA says should be taken with a grain of salt. And quite frankly, should be completely ignored, because they've shown that they are either at best inept and at worst completely corrupt. Are we going to talk more about this story when we come back?
I want to talk about palm oil.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Everybody out there is eating palm oil. They don't realize it. Is it good or bad? We're going to talk about that.
From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm.
Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. Industry is constantly looking for alternatives for edible oils for their products, mass-produced foods, fried foods.
Processed foods.
That's what I was looking for. Thank you. And so palm oil has emerged as a big winner recently.
Well, with the announcement from the FDA, I guess now they're going to start using palm oil in all of these processed foods.
Right. Because it's high in saturated fat. And okay, real quick, the reason we have trans fats is because in order to increase shelf life, they had to remove the omega-3s from certain products because omega-3s will go rancid in rather quickly. Number two, in order to have something that was like a saturated fat, which would stay fairly solid at room temperature, like butter does, like coconut oil does. They had to find a way to remove the saturated fat too, because don't forget, saturated fat was bad. It caused heart disease. So hydrogenation of oils became the go-to thing. You quiescently whip hydrogen into the oil. You remove the omega-3s. It's predominantly omega-6 and omega-9s. So you have a highly inflammatory oil that stays fairly solid at room temperature. And this is why we even have trans fats. It was all because industry had to get rid of those pesky omega-3s that make oils go rancid. And science told us that eating saturated fat was going to cause heart disease, when in fact it was the trans fats that did exactly those things. So now, since they're going to get rid of trans fats, they have to find oils that are high in saturated fat that will stay fairly solid, but also low in omega-3 fatty acids that won't go rancid too quickly on the shelf. Enter palm oil.
Now we're going to be seeing, well, palm oil already is in a lot of products because, let's face it, companies have started taking trans fats out for a while now. So now they're using palm oil. Is palm oil any better for you?
Probably not.
I do know this. I do know that the deforestation from the
palm
companies,
oil plantations.
Yeah, were like, I guess the orangutan, we've talked about this, orangutan population is going extinct because of
palm
it.
Palm oil. Yeah, because
and the tiger population.
Yeah, the palm plantations are in some of the most desolate tropical areas in the world and jungles in the world. So by farming palm, we are actually, palm fruit and palm, we are actually deforesting, these natural, reservoirs of trees and forest and the animals that live in them. And really, where's PETA? Where are all the people who care about animals? Why are they not on the bandwagon of saying to the FDA, look, we're really happy you're getting rid of trans fats, but don't let these companies start doing what they're doing to get more palm oil.
According to the Bloomberg Business, the FDA's move to eliminate trans fat could translate into an increase of a half billion pounds of palm oil
Bingo.
A year in the U.S. alone.
Right.
We already import 2.6 billion pounds annually. That's been an increase of more than 400% over the past decade.
Right. You know, there's other oils.
Palm oil is in everything. It's in lipstick, soaps, your facial lotions. It's in food, French fries, pizza dough, ice cream, margarine. It's in everything.
And it's not the I don't want people to misunderstand this. It's not the saturated fat that's the problem in palm oil. It's the high content of omega-6 fatty acids that cause inflammation. In fact, we're going to have Dr. Joseph Hiblin back on the show. He's the omega-6 guy. He's the guy who started first blowing the horn that we're consuming way too much omega-6, not enough omega-3s. He was doing that research before the paleo movement came around. But what we're going to get is a saturated fat that is high in pro-inflammatory fats because it's fairly inexpensive. There's other saturated fats that they could use. Coconut oil comes to mind. How about real butter from pastured? I mean, if the industry would look at those things, the economy of scale would create industries to feed them that. It would be a better choice for people, the population, and whole industries would grow that are feeding people good things. But no, palm fruit oil is cheap because it's coming from regions of the world that are economically underserved, and the labor is cheap and everything else is cheap there. So they're going with palm fruit oil, palm oil. So that's it.
So you know how the Environmental Working Group has their scorecard where they like the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15?
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a group called the Union of Concerned Scientists, and they have a scorecard for companies with their use of palm oil and their deforestation practices.
Right.
And whether they have like a strong commitment to what's the word I'm trying to think of?
Ecology.
And, yeah, to do what's right for
the planet.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So, like Dunkin' Donuts.
Environment. That's how I couldn't
think of. Baskin Robbins, they got a high 70, which is a high score that they're trying to do what's right.
Yeah.
but Dairy Queen, Domino's, Carl's.
Carl's Jr.
Junior's, okay.
That's Hardee's also, by the way. In other markets, it's called Hardee's.
Wendy's, Yum, Pizza Hut, KFC, the Taco Bell, they all got zeros.
And see, why are people even eating that food is the first
thing I think of, right?
Right? Really? Dairy Queen? Is that where you're going for lunch today? If that's where you're going for lunch today, I'm sorry, but you're not getting the message.
But then you've got like the grocery stores too. Safeway got a 72.1. Whole Foods got a 30.
So the higher the number, the better.
Yes. Walmart got a 28. Kroger got a 23. And then you go to zeros. CVS, Walgreens, Target, Costco, Dollar General, and Dollar Tree all got zeros. And I guess that's for their cosmetics because they all have their store brand
stuff.
Well, plus,
have you ever looked at this? So there's always two or three lone shelves in a CVS or a Walgreens with food products on it. Have you ever seen those shelves?
Mm-hmm.
You ever pass them and look at what's on those shelves?
Not really.
It's like they distill down the crappiest food in grocery stores, and they only have that stuff. In anybody who's buying their food while they're picking up their medication, the food is making sure that you keep coming back for more medication. If you're buying any of that food that's in CVS or Walgreens.
Well, but they also make cosmetics.
No, I get it. I get it, yeah.
But, okay, so if you go down to personal care, like Avon is low on the list. Estee Lauder is low on the list. Guess who's the lowest on the list?
Who?
Burt's Bees, which is now owned by the Clorox company.
Yeah, there you go. That's why. It wasn't always that way. It's because this is what these big companies do. They buy these brands to leverage the identity of the brand as being a good product, but then they crap it up. So that's why anytime a big company buys a small brand, you should abandon the product immediately.
There was something just recently I said, well, I won't buy that product anymore because they were just bought out by a larger company.
Well, that vitamin C supplement you used to use that was bought out by a bigger company.
Emergency, yeah.
I mean, this is what they do. And then it changes. It's not the same product anymore. So, yeah, be careful of palm oil if you can. I want to mention something. So Dawn Blanken, who is a better fact checker than Snopes, sent me a link to the Monsanto website where they are denying. They have a page called Just Plain False where they put stories, and on their Just Plain False, I'm trying to find the actual article. She just emailed me, but basically she's saying Monsanto has not and is not working on genetically modified marijuana. This allegation is an internet rumor and lie. They posted on their website under Monsanto is developing GMO marijuana. So what that means is that we will never, ever, ever see Monsanto's involvement in the cash crop of marijuana, right? Because this is what they do, folks. This is exactly what politicians and industries do. They lie to us. And then when we find out it's a lie, we don't call them on it. You know, and I know, that Monsanto is not going to turn their back on injecting themselves in what will be the most valuable crop to be grown on this planet very shortly. That's nonsense. So I don't care what they put on.
Well, did they get into tobacco?
Of course. Their pesticides and herbicides are used on tobacco.
Oh, that's right. Well, but I'm sure their pesticides and herbicides are going to be used on marijuana as well.
That's my point. That's my point. And whether or not they develop a genetically modified variant of marijuana will remain to be seen. But I don't think that if they're saying they have not and are not working on, that doesn't mean that they will not. They didn't say and will not work on. You notice that. They didn't exclude the future. We have to take a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Everybody but you. Welcome back. So what you want to talk about now?
I want to talk about two different things. First, I want to talk about dandelion coffee.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think it has any coffee bean in it, but I told you during the break that you're trying to cut caffeine out, and I think
It's been very hard for me to cut caffeine out. I actually have caffeine withdrawal where I have, and I have to be on when I do a show, so I have no choice.
Well, I think you should try this dandelion coffee. It's a blend of dandelion root, roasted barley, rye, chicory root, and sugar beet.
But they're all organic, you said.
But it's organic. And it has some great, it cleanses your liver, it says here it balances your pH, there's no artificial additives. It's supposed to have some really good benefits. And I drink dandelion tea, And like, for example, when I travel on a long distance on an airplane, if you drink your dandelion tea, it helps to get rid of that.
It's a diuretic.
Yeah, it helps to get rid of that water. Do guys suffer from like?
Of course we do, but we don't care.
Oh, but women just care about it.
Yeah, yeah, because they feel like, oh my God, I'm getting fatter. Guys don't care.
Well, so whenever I feel like I need to detox a little bit, I use dandelion tea.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but anyway, so this is kind of a new thing. It's dandelion coffee, and it's supposed to taste like coffee, even though there's no coffee bean in it.
Wow.
Maybe it's from the chicory. Isn't that?
Yes. Chicory was used back in the day in the 20s, in the late 1800s forward as an alternative to coffee when either people couldn't get coffee or it was too expensive and out of their financial reach to have coffee. They would have chicory and make coffee out of it.
They say it's delicious and tastes so close to the bean-based coffee that many people can't distinguish between the two. It does have a hint of naturally occurring glucose from the dandelion and chicory root, which can make even a plain cup taste sweet without the acidity and bitterness of traditional coffee.
We actually have a new sponsor that's going to be coming aboard in the next couple months that actually has small batch coffee that they roast themselves and they acquire the beans themselves. He and I had this discussion about mycotoxicity. He is aware of the amount of mold and fungus that's on coffee beans that are being shipped in from various countries. And he said the answer is to work with companies that produce their own small batches of coffee. We're going to end up in that boutique world. He also has the same cocoa powder that was used in that study that showed that cocoa powder reduces atherosclerotic plaque buildup.
Oh, wow.
It's the non-heated. It's called non-dutched cocoa powder.
Did you tell him about that study?
Yeah, he was aware of the study. I told him we did a show about it, and he was excited. He's probably going to be coming aboard very shortly. So we're going to have, for those of you out there who like to drink coffee, we're going to actually have a coffee alternative that you can trust. I mean, a coffee company that you can trust. Let's put it that way.
Okay. So, I checked on Amazon. They do have some dandelion tea. Coffee. I don't know that it's, organic. You need to check.
Coffee's everywhere today. Coffee's, you know, coffee is a drug and everybody goes for their coffee in the morning. I mean, it's.
Okay. So let's, continue talking about coffee little bit.
Okay.
So, Bulletproof Coffee
right.
has been
Dave
all the,
Asprey's product, yeah.
has been all the rage.
Right, right.
Except for with one person who has, decided that he doesn't like Bulletproof Coffee.
And that is our good friend, Ori Hofmeckler.
Yes, Ori Hofmeckler says, having butter with your coffee? How about having a Twinkie with your exercise?
Yeah.
That's the name of his blog.
Well, and his logic is good. I mean, when you read Ori's article, he says that coffee has some amazing metabolic effects. It can help you lose body fat and it can improve mental sharpness and improve energy. It's an ergogenic. But if you're using it specifically, especially if you're using it because you want to stimulate greater degree of lipolysis, body fat loss, it's best taken on an empty stomach with zero calories. And that by adding anything caloric to your coffee, basically derails its potential fat burning effects. And I would agree with that. You know, whether or not the combination of caffeine and MCTs can improve cognitive function, that's outside this discussion. What he's talking about is if you're using caffeine to burn fat, then having it on an empty stomach and having it, with no calories following it or included in it is going to give you the most fat burning effects. And I have to agree with him there.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. So I want to move on to the next story because I want to get this in before the end of the show.
Okay. What is it? Maybe I don't have
this is shocking to me. I had no idea. And maybe I'm just living under a rock. But did you know that airlines spray inside the airplanes with pesticides?
No, I did not know that.
I did not know that either.
When do they spray them? Like every flight?
Pesticide spraying is a means for airlines to protect against deadly diseases like malaria and yellow fever, as well as to protect against someone unknowingly bringing a deadly fungus on board that could infest our agriculture. According to the Department of Transportation, pesticide spraying is permitted under international law to protect public health, agriculture, and the environment.
Oh, my God. I wonder. Okay, so think about this. To what levels do they spray all the surfaces? In other words, they'd have to spray the surfaces you're sitting on and touching in order for you to not pass a fungus that you're carrying on your person off. Or are they just spraying the cargo hold?
One involves spraying insecticides using aerosol cans while you're on board. In fact, inbound flights to Cuba, Ecuador, Grenada, India, Madagascar, Trinidad, Uruguay require this method of spraying.
So once you're on board, they start spraying it?
Yes.
Holy.
The other method involves treating plane interior surfaces with insecticides when passengers are not on board. This protects against malaria, mosquitoes, and bugs that cause Chagas disease. Cockroaches, fleas, ticks, biting mites, and other pests can also be controlled using this method, which is required on inbound flights from Australia, Barbados, Cook Islands, Fiji, Jamaica, New Zealand, and Panama.
This is shocking to me. Because that means every time you take a flight, did you say domestic flights, they don't do this? Didn't you ask one of our friends
I asked one of our friends who's a pilot. He's a pilot for Southwest, and he said that they didn't start spraying until they started international flights.
So does that mean that they have to spray all of their planes or just the ones that are going international? I've got to ask him that during the break. Oh, there is no break. This is the end of the show. Damn it. I wonder if that means they have to spray the whole fleet.
Some countries may not require spraying on all inbound flights, but they are required it aboard flights from some parts of the world. These include Czech Republic that require spraying on flights coming from countries with contagious diseases.
I'm going to actually call him while on the air. Hold on a second. Go ahead, keep talking.
The problem may be even worse for those that work on board airlines and are constantly exposed to insecticides. But for the everyday traveler,
he must be flying. It went right at the voicemail.
The only options you have are to avoid these destinations. Because if you go to these destinations, I guess you're going to have to. Can you, like, wear one of those masks?
Yeah, but you get it on your skin, too. It's absorbed through your body. And you're in that closed, recycled air confined bubble. So it's like it's not even like it has a chance to evaporate and leave the plane. It's going to be just keep recirculating. And Dr. Oz said point that air thing at your face to keep the germs off of it, and it's going to blow in your face. I didn't know this. God, it's just getting scary to live nowadays.
Well, hopefully it's just those destinations.
You know what I just
that
thought
we
about?
Just talked about.
Okay, so I made a decision. I'm going to kick caffeine when we go on our vacation very shortly. The first week of July, we're actually going to go on an Alaskan cruise. And I thought, you know what? I'm not going to be on the air. I'm just going to kick caffeine while we're traveling. It's going to be great.
Oh, great for me. You're going to be a ton of fun to be around.
God darn it. When does it get dark here?
Alaska, there's only, I think, maybe even
2 hours.
1 hour
of nighttime.
Less of nighttime.
Yeah. But I was just thinking, I wonder if they spray the cruise ships too.
Oh, wow. I
wonder
know
if we can request that there be no spraying of our suite because, we can say that I have,
asthma.
Affected by.
You have asthma.
Yeah.
Okay, so, before the end of the show, Sunday is Father's Day, and I just wanted to, Jimmy Fallon told some really funny Father's Day quotes, so I just want to.
Please, and then we'll close the show with that.
From this one, these are tweets. My dad doesn't do cardio on the treadmill. He puts a rum and coke in the cup holder and calls it Bacardio.
I like that. Okay.
My granddad told me, you're not completely worthless. You can be used as a bad example.
That's a good one. I like that.
We were home watching old home videos, which were at least 20 years old. Dad sat down to watch. He was wearing the same shirt as in the video.
That's funny. That's funny. So those are good quotes. So don't forget that if your father is still alive, to make sure you reach out to him and tell him you love him on Father's Day. And if he's in the area where you can be with him, of course, be with your father on Father's Day. It's very, very important. Men are very overlooked in society.
Did you know that so much more money is spent on Mother's Day?
Yeah.
billions of dollars more.
Listen, I have a theory about it, right? Men are the disposable side of the species, right? If you're a hunter, you can kill the male of the species, but you have to have a special tag to kill the female of the species. Men can go to war and die. I mean, we are disposable. And if you've ever been in a family court, you know that society sees you as disposable and a terrorist. So show your father some love this weekend on Father's Day. And if you are a father, spend it with your kids. We'll see everybody Monday with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.
Bye.